It's that time, ladies and gentlemen, for Bites Behind the Media, making you smarter around the water cooler. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all actually travel, with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or built-in front pocket, and they come in a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. Away has the perfect gift for everyone on your list, because this holiday season, everyone wants to get away. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. Okay, so what happened to Mike? I think it's Mike or Mick or M-I-C, whichever one. But this is kind of interesting because we've always talked about how millennials are the key to the success of any enterprise. Millennials like Steven, right, Steven? If millennials are in on something, it's probably going to be hot, right?
Oh, okay, from that regard. Because I was about to say, if we're the key to everything... I think we're doomed.
An honest review on millennials that's from right. Our in-house millennials.
And we love self-deprecating humor, that's by the
right.
way.
That is no,
the
best we're way we're to talking do. In terms of millennials are the favorites of advertisers. You always have to appeal to millennials in order to have readership.
Well, I also think it's a challenge to reach those millennials.
Exactly.
Because they are a mobile group of people.
They're hiding in the shadows, but not really. Out there in plain sight.
They have their faces in their phones.
That's why they're in the shadows.
And they walk this. By the way, I was walking the streets of Boston yesterday. It's dangerous.
Oh, really?
Well, you have to pay attention.
Were you doing anything or just roaming the streets? You were on your way somewhere,
I had three appointments.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you were walking. I thought,
I was walking to each appointment.
Okay, then. Okay. I just wanted to make sure you just weren't roaming around the streets of Boston.
No.
Okay.
I actually have an interesting story about that.
Yeah.
Do you want to know?
Well, how long is it?
It's short and sweet.
Okay.
And there are people out there who think I got taken, but I don't think so. So a serviceman who was dressed in army fatigues.
Yes.
And he's neatly dressed. You know how they fold their little hats in there?
Yeah. Oh, right? Yeah. They fold it in the belt.
Right. I didn't think this guy looked legit, right?
Yeah. Too legit to quit.
And he goes, really, I hate to bother you. And he's, I'm just walking by him. I hate to bother you. I said, but I'm in a little trouble. Mm-hmm. I need to get some money to get gas so I can get home.
Yeah.
And, it's so awkward. I've been calling people. I can't get anybody on the phone.
You gave him money?
I gave him $5.
Was there a gas station nearby?
No. He was walking the streets. He was on the street.
Yeah, you got taken.
He was next to a car that I assumed was his car.
Well, he had to get the car somewhere to get the gas. So what I would have said is, hey, where's your car? This is my car right here.
Okay. He says, would you like to see my military ID?
I don't care. Anybody can make one of those. You just need a little car.
Look, I have a dear friend who's a retired colonel in the Army.
Yes.
I have a soft spot for our service.
I have a soft spot as well.
And he got me. I happen to have an extra $5 in my pocket.
I would have said, you should have said, I have a gallon of gas in my car. Let me go get the tank and see what he said. It's like, oh, no. I'm okay. Then you would have known. That's what I would have called him on the bluff right away. And he said, okay, thank you. Then I would have said, actually, let's go to a gas station and get the gas.
He looked at me and he figured he had an easy mark.
So anyway, how did we get there? Oh, you were walking around.
Right.
Millennials, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So, okay.
Exactly.
So there's this magazine and it's been millennial focused digital magazine. They laid off 100 people, which is pretty much the majority of their staff. They're trying to figure out some of the assets that will be sold off to another company. Because they had this deal with Facebook, apparently, that fell apart, and a lot of the funding would have come through that. They actually raised, at one point, a total of $60 million. That's how they raised for this digital presence that they had. I had gone there, and I enjoyed some of the articles that they had. Whenever I wanted to know what the millennials were talking about, I would go to this magazine.
So it was a millennial media company.
Exactly. That's what it was. Now, here's the interesting thing, and it's the nagging problem that all new ventures and even, ventures that have been around for a little while in the digital space and news or information, this is the wall that they all run into. Even if with $60 million, they, quote, couldn't find a big model to support costs.
Okay.
They couldn't find that model to support costs. They apparently had like an office space, like floor at the World Trade Center, in New York. Very expensive. They should have been in pop-up trailers somewhere.
Right. But if you're going to run a startup, run it like a startup. Learn what bootstrapping is, will you please?
Yeah, I think overspent.
Everything in New York
is expensive.
Is expensive.
So maybe you shouldn't be in New York.
And it costs you money.
Maybe
right.
You go somewhere else.
Right, exactly.
So, but again, it points to the big problem is, can you come up with a model that supports the you know, release of information? You know, put out, we all love to get, now there you go, Jimmy. This is really good content that they have a hard time trying to figure out what the business model is. But back to our other podcast, talking about those YouTubers who are just talking about something goofy, bugs on the street or whatever, and they're getting millions of people and monetizing it. There is a skill to that, because when the skillful folks try to do something legitimate, as you would see it, they have a hard time building a model out of it.
Right.
So
it's that sensationalism.
Anyway.
Sensational, exactly. Neat, different. I've never seen it before.
Right. Anyway, so yeah, there's one company that's going down. The other company going up, it's called The Correspondent. That is a new venture, actually, and they decided to go to crowdfunding in order to get support for this ad-free platform that is going to offer news that's not breaking news. They call it, I think their tagline is unbreaking news. So it's very thoughtful content that's
long
not
form,
long long and even short form, but it's not driven by the breaking news mentality. And so they decided, we're going to do a crowdfunding campaign, and they've already surpassed $1 million. They're shooting, they think now they're on course to get about $2.5 million. So far, they've collected all that money from nearly 15,000 people in 98 countries.
Wow.
So it shows that there's this hunger and thirst for good quality journalism out there. If you tee it up the right way, you can go around like this military person did and ask for $5,
right,
and they'll give it to you.
Especially if you get suckers on the street like me walking in Boston. But
exactly.
Anyway.
You got anything, Jimmy?
Yeah, I got two things. Yeah. One is, we always talk about how wonderful it is, the Hallmark Channel this time of year.
Yes, it is. Isn't that like all those wonderful holiday movies?
I will admit, I watched a holiday movie. I know you're going to ask.
You cried.
I cried. And the funny thing is that Donna, my significant other, was right next to me.
Yes.
And
oh, that's nice. You guys now sit next to each other.
We sit next to each other watching TV. It was an afternoon movie.
Were you holding
movie.
Hands?
No, I do not believe there was any physical
connection. Okay.
But
we'll work to that.
She knows exactly. She knows exactly.
You'll
the
have to
kind
play this
of
part
goofy,
of the segment.
Mushy.
Direct her to this part of the show.
Yes, I know. Okay. We will. She knows exactly. She does not need a show. She lives with the show. Anyway, she knows exactly the emotional button to push with me.
Yes.
And she goes, "Are you going to cry? Oh, God, you're already crying." I said, "Donna, it's the Hallmark Channel. You're supposed to cry. It's a happy cry."
And you started crying.
Of course.
So it's
and
again,
it was the Princess Exchange or something. It's the old, you know, the identical type. It's an old story told a different way.
Is this the one with the journalist?
It was a princess and a.
Yeah, but there's a princess kind of thing that's the journal that they go. It has like a little journalism
there's
thread.
There's been about 50
oh,
different
like that.
Types of.
Okay.
Right. This is a theme.
Oh,
the
it's
old,
a theme.
Yeah, it's like the Prince and the Pauper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Prince and the Pauper, female style, modern twist and. You
but
know.
Did you feel cozy though after you went to bed? Did it feel? Did you?
It was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh
again.
Well.
Okay, so,
well, wait a minute. Who's watching at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? You were watching a feel-good movie.
Yeah, on a Saturday.
Oh, it was on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And my honey needs time out. She needs to take time away from her.
Yeah,
crazy
I don't know
life.
That I've watched a feel-good movie. Maybe I have in the afternoon. Usually at that point, I want something that'll rattle me.
Okay, well, rattle away.
Okay.
I've got one more item. Can I get it in?
Yes, you can.
All right, so this is, you know, I'm
You are Reverend Jimmy Young.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
All right. You know, I love sports.
Yes.
Really? I follow it, and I'm always looking for sports media bites.
Yes.
Okay,
bites,
so I got one.
Right, okay.
Now, you know, have we talked about Joe Buck?
Yes, we have. Yes,
we've talked about Joe
Buck.
Yeah,
I know
right?
Joe Buck. Well, I know him through, my wife worked with his...
Dad?
No, with his sister.
With his sister Buck.
She was an anchor, Sister Buck. Is she a member of your congregation?
I don't
Sister
know.
Buck?
I don't
Come
know.
On up, Sister Buck. Buck. Right. She was an anchor at a station in St. Louis, and my wife was her executive producer. So
go.
I have two
and
degrees
Saint
of
Louis,
separation.
And
from.
St. Louis is where Jack Buck
exactly.
was the
yes.
was the Hall of Fame broadcaster,
right.
no longer with us.
And some people like him.
Jack and, well, hang on.
No,
now.
No, everybody likes the dad.
Everybody loved Jack.
Joe Buck.
He is a
some people love him,
and
some people hate him.
In fact, there's a YouTuber who rips him all the time.
But now is taking a break from YouTube because they're stressed out.
Right,
because
he's all stressed out about it. Game two of the World Series.
Yes.
That I was at.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to say that I was
at
this game.
We'll always hear
about
this.
Thank you, brother Mark. Thank you, brother Mark.
Yes. Joe Buck also a member of the congregation.
Yes. Joe Buck was doing play-by-play, and of course, Andrew Benintendi made an exceptional catch going to his right from left field.
You're going back like a month now.
Right. That's only a month, but this is the reason. This is the reason.
No, I'm not criticizing you. I'm just pointing out for those out there who may not know that baseball's over with now.
Right.
Right.
So anyway, the point of this fourth quarter bite was there was a great moment in that game when Andrew Benintendi made a catch and he flew through the air and he caught it backhand and it was right in front of the ALE standings on
it was
on
beautiful.
The wall.
It looked like it could have been a Nutcracker.
It was Jim Davis's picture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And sure enough, Joe Buck, I guess it was on a, was it on a podcast? I'm not sure. But as it turned out, Joe Buck said, oh, you know, got to send that to the Globe right away because that's going to be a great picture. You know, he's pointing out a great moment in time. Jim, he'd never seen the picture before. So he's in October. I'm about as far away from Twitter as I can be. But someone sent me the tweet or the screen grab that said something like, hey, Buck, we got the picture. So I was aware. And then Buck said, I praise the photographer rising to my challenge, of course. But if you think about it, he had the photo before I even brought it up.
Yes.
Right?
Right, right, right.
Like most announcers, not that we ever acknowledge it, but we steal half our information from places like the Boston Globe and put it on our broadcast.
Ooh,
so I figure
it.
We should give a shout out when we can. And that's the holiday giving spirit.
That's the holiday giving spirit.
And that's what I liked about this story.
Mm, Joe Buck, Santa Claus.
I like Joe Buck.
I think it's smart. I like there's an ease of listening with his voice.
Right. To me, by the way, as a play-by-play broadcaster, it is your tone and sound of your voice that I think makes or breaks your career.
Yeah.
Then again, there's a few exceptions, and there's one certainly here in this market
there,
that I won't
mention. There are some. But, you know, when you think of Harlan, his voice,
we're on basketball.
No, he does football, too. He does everything. First of all, I should say I love him.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? I've never met him, but I love him.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's like everybody feels about Vin Scully.
But there's really nothing, when you think about it, there's nothing special about it other than the fact that it is special.
He's easy to listen to.
But it's
not, like your voice, Dan.
But it's not, but my voice, well, thank you, Jimmy.
I believe it is. Go ahead. You can read the phone book. Oh, wait, we don't have a phone book.
No, we don't. I can read the contact list.
Read your contacts,
I'll be entertained. I ran out of battery power. There's something that's not the typical thing about it, but if I'm switching around, he does a commercial now. I will pause to hear his commercials. There's just something about that voice because it's unique.
And
nobody else sounds like him.
Right, and that is important.
Yes, it is. Okay, I have one final one, Jimmy.
Okay.
What Americans spend on media? What do you think? Is it? Let's give you a multiple choice, and Stephen, you can weigh in on this as well. Is it $500 a year that they spend on media? Is it $750 a year, or is it more than $1,000
that
they spend in media? And we're talking about, you know, digital media subscriptions, buying books, subscribing
movies,
to Netflix.
Movies?
That kind of thing. Movie. No, not going out to – it has to be sort of
media. That's still media.
I don't think that was calculated, but or more than $1,000.
Okay,
what would
so
be your
– in-home media. How's that?
Right. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
But okay. So what would you say? It's $500, $750, or over $1,000?
I'd say over $1,000.
Okay. What would you say? $750. Okay, the correct answer, ladies and gentlemen, is $1,344.55. It's broken down right to the 55 cents. How do we know this? Well, it's a global research company called PQ Media, and they put out this report that spells out that that's how much Americans and each American is spending, or each person in America, each person in America is spending each year for digital subscriptions, entertainment, books, Netflix, and so forth. It shows that people want their media, and they're willing to pay for it. And it's one area where they're keeping up spending.
Sure, and then they take shots at the people that they paid to hear and listen to because they're in the media. So it's a cathartic. There's a cathartic release.
Yes, it is.
And what was the name of that media company? Pikachu Media?
No, not Pikachu. PQ.
Oh, PQ.
Pikachu.
Do you know that the kids in my class and Dean made me play the Pikachu movie trailer?
No, I did not.
They did do that.
Oh,
they
my goodness.
Me, like, you know me. I'll do anything anybody asks me to do.
Yes, you will. Because Jimmy likes to put on a show.
That's right.
Even if there's not a show there, he'll put on a show.
Yes, I will.
And the people will come to see it. Because that's what happens with All Reverends. They put on a show, and people show up in the pews and listen to it.
I love it.
Okay. Well, this has been, again, another fun conversation. I know I say this for you who have been listening for a while, and it sounds, maybe it sounds a little fake or whatever. It isn't fake. I mean, it is the highlight, I think, of the week.
You enjoy this.
I do.
It's one of the reasons why I take it so seriously as I do.
I'm serious. I'm dead serious about this.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it for Thanksgiving.
Yes,
you remember
that's right,
that?
That's right. You did. I mean, we enjoyed the show when it was making no money. Now it's making a tiny little bit of money, but we want to make even more money. So, by the way, if you enjoy it and you want your product to be sponsored on our show, just reach out to us. info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com. So we can continue to have the yucks on this show because Jimmy and I... This is when we finally get to sit down and let everything go.
I told Steve Helden, this high school teacher, Ed McDonough, that he has a mic on during the show, and he's contributing to the show.
Oh,
and I thought Ed was going to fall off the chair.
Oh, really? You know, I have a feeling that at some point people are going to want to hear more about Steven than us.
Probably.
It's like, hey, we want, can we, come on.
Steve again, man.
Yes.
Besides, he'll be around a lot longer than we will be.
Well, yes, he will. Yes, exactly. Yeah, we never know anything in
that's
life.
Right,
but yes,
right.
If you look at the statistics as to age and life expectancy, yes.
Yeah.
On paper, he's expected to outlive. Although, Jimmy, you could live to be the oldest guy in the world. And
never
outlive
happened.
Us all.
Never happened.
You never know.
I know.
You never know.
I don't know.
Anyway, thanks for listening and enjoying this podcast. Because when we enjoy it, we think you'll enjoy it. So share it. Keep listening on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. For our director, Steve Helmuth, I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
And now you know what's behind the media.